You might have different things in your life that you would like to be set free from. Maybe you have some fears, worry. Maybe you're someone who has anxiety, stress in your life that you would like to be set free from, to be delivered from, rescued from. Maybe there's certain contexts or scenarios that you find yourself in at work or in your family that you would like to be rescued from, delivered from, set free from. Maybe there's physical issues, financial issues, whatever they might be, that you would love to have a rescuer, a savior, a deliverer to set you free from those things. Maybe you think that you're fine and you don't need deliverance from anything. You have a good head on your shoulders. And in fact, in this story where Jesus is interacting with the Pharisees, he's talking about the idea of freedom. And it is just that the Pharisees began to reflect back to him as far as needing to be set free. And look at verse 33. Verse 33, it says, they answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" And so they're saying to him, "What do you mean, be set free? I'm fine with who I am. I'm fine with what I'm doing. I have a good head on my shoulders. I'm okay." And Jesus is saying to them, no, you don't get what I'm trying to tell you. And some of us could be here this morning saying, no, I'm fine. There's nothing that I need to be set free from. And I know that in your heart, you're asking yourself some questions, and you believe that you don't need rescued from anything. Then why is life so miserable for you? Or why is life so difficult for you? Or why is it you can't seem to get out of certain habits? And maybe you would say, well, I like these habits. I like doing these things. Well, try not to do them for a while and see if you're not enslaved. And Jesus says today that he wants to give you, he wants to offer you freedom. And in this story, we're told how to attain this freedom. First, we can attain this freedom by being open. Going a couple of verses ahead, verse 31. Verse 31, it says, "So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, 'If you abide in me and my word abides in you, you are truly my disciples. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.'" Now, it's not just hearing the truth, it's not just knowing the truth, it's actually being open to let the truth change you. And that's a hard thing, because have you ever been confronted? Does anybody like to be confronted? Does anybody like it when someone says you were wrong? Isn't that such a great feeling? It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a that is not a good feeling. And many times, because it doesn't feel good, and when we hear someone say, no, this needs to change, that needs to change, you need delivered here, and we are presented with the truth, we don't want to hear that. And so we're not open. But we miss so many opportunities to grow and change and be transformed and be delivered when we decide that we don't want to hear it. We decide that I'm good enough. And the first step towards being set free is just simply being open. Just simply being open. The second step to being free is being honest. Again, their response, verse 33, they answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" If you think that you don't have a problem, the first person you should ask is maybe your parents or maybe your spouse. Because they will tell you all the things, if you want to hear it, they will tell you all the things that are a problem, all right? Some of your coworkers might be willing to tell you if you ask them. And many of you have gone to people who you knew would not tell you the truth. And that's why you ask them. And you guys know the people who will tell you the truth, and you will not ask them. But there are people who will tell you the things that are at fault in your life. And are you willing to be honest with that? Because really, I think most of us, we know that we're bad at that. We're not good with this, or I have an anger problem, or I have this lust problem, or I have this addiction in my life. And if we are honest, we will begin to see that there is an opportunity to be set free and be delivered. But it cannot happen unless we begin to take these first initial steps of being open to the truth, being honest. And then the third step is this, is recognizing life themes. Verse 34, Jesus says this, 34 and following. Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are offspring of Abraham, yet you seek to kill me because my words find no place in you. Verse 38, I speak of what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have heard from your father. And in the preceding verses, he says, or the following verses, he says, your father is Satan. Now, isn't that a great compliment? The person you're serving is Satan. That's who you're okay with. Wouldn't that, you would be okay with that if someone said that to you? You are serving Satan. Oh, okay. I need to change that, I guess. No. And what he's saying to them is this. You're saying, we don't need saved. We're not enslaved to anything because we are children of Abraham. Basically, we are servants of God, so we're fine. And Jesus is saying, no, you're blinded. You can't see that there is something in your life that you're enslaved to. You see, it says, Jesus says that he who commits sin is a slave to sin. There is something in your life that drives you, whether it's yourself that makes the decisions, whether it's God that makes the decisions, whether it's some addiction, some drug, some cigarette, some alcohol, some television program, and not that any or all of those things are necessarily sin, but there is someone in your driving seat, and that is your master. And Jesus said, you cannot have two masters. You must choose one. And we see that the more we live out, Jesus said, you say you're children of Abraham. Then why is it that you're living this way? And we need to recognize that there are certain patterns that tell us whether or not we claim we are who we say we are. And we might say, well, I am someone who follows God. I am a Christian. Well, do your life patterns, your life themes match up with that? You might say, well, I'm a good person. I'm a nice person. Well, would your coworker say that? Would your parents say that? That estranged relative say that? You say, I have a good head on my shoulders. Well, at your lowest point when you're all distraught, and someone sees that, do your life patterns and your life themes reflect someone who has a good head on their shoulders? If I'm honest with myself, I need to begin to recognize the patterns that I might claim to be a certain way, but is that how I am a prayer warrior? How often do you pray then? I am seeking the word. How often do you seek the word? I am faithful to the body of Christ. How often are you here? What are the life patterns saying about your life? And let's be open and honest. But these three steps are just to get you to the place where you discover where the freedom is. You see, we have this cell phone, and we've used this analogy before. This cell phone is basically a computer that has all kinds of capabilities to it. But unless it has a battery in it that's charged, you can't do a thing with it. Not one thing. There is a bounce house outside waiting for us that if we didn't have electricity running through it, it would just be a flat sheet of plastic. It needs power. You can have a muscle car, like my friend Tommy just bought his Corvette recently, if you saw it on Facebook, that yellow Corvette. That is a nice car, and that has a lot of engine power to it. But if it doesn't have any fuel, it can't go anywhere. You can have a fighter jet or a bomber. You can have a missile or a spaceship to shoot you up to the moon and has all the capabilities, technology, take you from here to there. It can't do a thing if it doesn't have the fuel. And it's the same way with us. You might have a lot of capabilities in who you are, but we can't be set free unless we have the fuel source within our lives. And we read this verse earlier in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. It says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, with unveiled face, behold the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one glory a degree of glory to another, for this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And if you want to know how to be set free from the addictions, from the difficulties, from the anxiety, from the worry, from the things that you find yourself trapped in, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And if you find yourself wanting to be transformed, that power to transform you, where that is, it comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. If you would stand with me, worship team, if you want to come and prepare, they're going to get ready to conclude us this morning. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And if you find yourself having the Lord tugging on your heart that you need set free, it might not mean that you're not a Christian. It might not mean that you have any big addiction or anything. But the Lord is speaking to you saying, that's you. You need set free, you need delivered, you need transformation, you need this to change. And as you're standing, if you would for a moment, heads bowed and eyes closed. And Joe, you could begin to play. You're here this morning and you would say, you know what? I'm caught. I'm in a trap. I'm enslaved. And I need set free. And you're saying to Jesus this morning, I am going to come to Jesus for my freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And if that's you, would you just lift up your hand for a moment? Good. Anybody else? I need freedom. Good. Good. I see them back. Good. Good. I need freedom. Yes. Or maybe you would say that this morning, maybe you're recognizing that you've never really run to Jesus. You know of him. You know he lived on this earth for a while. He died on a cross. He rose from the dead. You know that he has something to do with what we call the Bible and church. Maybe you've prayed to him a few times. But are you someone who's actually following after him? Because you see, it's not calling yourself a Christian or going to a church, being a good person, that leads you to salvation and deliverance and into heaven. It's if you're following after Jesus Christ. And this morning, you would say, I have not really been doing that, but that's what I want to become this morning, as a follower of Jesus Christ and be set free, truly set free in my spirit. If that's you, would you lift your hand? Hallelujah. Good. Anybody else? Good. I want to be a follower of Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we just ask that you would take these who would lifted their hands unto you. And we're believing because you said where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we're asking that you would bring deliverance and freedom in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I'm not going to extend the service long by an altar call calling you to the front, but don't let that stop you. You don't need a formal invitation. You don't need a room full of people to come to the altar. As we begin to proceed in about our day, I want to encourage you, if you need to seek the Lord, come find a place and seek him and let him set you free, because there's nothing like being free in the Spirit. Amen? And so the worship team is going to lead us in conclusion, and then you could be dismissed, but I'm going to pray over the food, and here's the plans. I think the team could go ahead and get ready and stuff. Be patient with the food. They might take a little bit of time to get that ready. But we have, when you go out these doors to the right, there are a number of games set up. There'll be attendant getting there shortly, and they have candy to give you if you win. That's for the children, by the way. and there's a bounce house at the very end of the parking lot. There is also, when you make out your way out these doors and to your left, you'll get to the end of the building, and there's a gate that's open. There is an obstacle course there, and so you're welcome to partake in that. That was thanks to John O'Donnell and Larry and Tommy that helped put that together. Then we have, of course, a ton of food and stuff to enjoy together, but I want to pray over the food. And has this been fun? Been enjoying being in God's house and being like a kid, amen? Heart, faith like a child. So, Lord, we thank you so much that you give us faith like a child, and, Lord, we just ask that you would continue to move in our lives. Continue to strengthen us. Let us experience that freedom that is in the Spirit. And Lord, we just ask that as we partake of this food, we thank you for your provisions. We ask your blessing upon it. And Lord, we ask as we continue to fellowship together, you would give us safety, but you would give us a lot of fun. And we thank you for great weather today. And we just ask that your name would be exalted in all that we do and say. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen.